Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Mary. There we go. And good morning, everybody. We're really glad to have you tuned to our program today. Hope you'll give us a plant question call. And the number, if you have a plant question, is 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. The number to my magazine office, because people are reporting in that they're having trouble getting through, it's busy, is because of the offer we're finishing up, 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769. Standing by right now from the Dallas Arboretum with the Dallas Arboretum Report, we have Tucker Reed. Tucker is my friend, and Tucker is also part of a team at the Dallas Arboretum that has to keep it looking great. And you know what? That's why they teach horticulture in the Ag College, Tucker. It's tough to be in agriculture, isn't it?
It is.
This is not pleasant. 83 one day and 18 the next 36 hours later. That's not good for our plants.
Yeah. But it's pretty tough on it.
Yeah, it sure does. And Dallas Blooms continues on for a long time. Luckily, a lot of things that you're featuring at Dallas Blooms are very, very hardy plants, and so things bounce back quickly. Now, you have been doing a short course for us that has been just fabulous, and you're going to finish up this current version of it with a viburnum. Viburnums are overlooked in Texas, my contention. There are northern viburnums we don't try often enough, and there are southern viburnums that maybe we try a little too often because they may not be winter hardy in our area. You have Korean spice viburnum. That's out of the first category, isn't it, the hardy type?
It is. It's a very hardy type. This is a Viburnum parlesii. It's one that I became very affectionate towards in Pennsylvania and New York. But when I moved back here, you know, I was super excited when I found it was planted in the arboretum, and now I've watched it for 4 years, and, you know, we're never going to throw a winter at it that it can't handle. It's hardy to zone 4, so it's certainly going to be hardy. But it took 2011, you know, one of the hottest years, if not the hottest we've ever had, and didn't even bite an eyelash. This is not – as long as you've got it planted in the right place, this is perfectly good for us. It doesn't seem to have any problems with our soils. The heat, once it's established, it looks like it has great heat and drought tolerance as far as I can tell. And it's not in the garden that we overly irrigate. It's at the beginning of the women's garden. So it's,
how much sun will it tolerate?
We've got it in about 6 hours of sun. It's got a few larger shrubs around it. It's got a high pruned pecan over the top of it. Mm-hmm. But it certainly gets a good blast of morning sun. It's on both sides of this garden area that it's in. So it gets morning sun, and then it certainly gets western sun, because the sun comes right over the color garden and slams into it in the afternoon. So it's pretty cool. The great thing about this shrub is, you know, it's got a two-color flower. Comes out pink, fades to white, looks like little bitty hydrangea flowers all over this plant, little balls of white. But this, you're planting this plant purely for the fragrance. It smells like a spice cake in the spring. When you walk around, you plant this on the corner of your house, and you're just walking through your garden in the spring thinking, oh, look at all these wonderful bulbs, look at all these forsythias blooming. You're going to turn around the corner and hit this thing like a wall, and you're going to be like, wow, what did I plant that smells so great? And then you're going to remember that the Viburnum carlesii, or Korean spice viburnum, is what you planted on the corner, and it's in full bloom.
Folks, this is not going to be in every nursery you go into. You're going to have to get into a really good independent retail garden center to find it, or on a chance occurrence where they buy from all kinds of places, just a weird freak event, you might find it in some of the national chains, but it's really probably going to be in the better nurseries. That would be my guess. What do you think? Is that accurate?
I think you're gonna have to go into the better ones, and you're gonna have to ask.
You're gonna have to ask. They may have five of them. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and you know what? Don't be afraid, especially this time of year. Tucker, we have never talked about this. Don't be afraid when you go into a nursery to ask, could you order that for me? If you're buying five of something, they can get that on a truck, and especially this time of year, they're getting loads in. Have you ever asked, can you buy something for me to a grower? I'll bet you have.
Oh, I have. And honestly, you know, I've worked in numerous retail nurseries here and up in the Northeast, mm-hmm. and I've always told customers, in my honest to God opinion, and I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, but you're not a great nursery until you do special ordering. That's because you're not giving your customers full full complements of plants if you're not special ordering for them. Let them try it. It doesn't hurt the nursery to bring it in and sell it to them if they ask for it.
I love it. Good.
So you have to. They have to. I know a lot of them around town. I'm not going to name names, so I don't want to be sound partial, but there's plenty of them out there, those independents out there that will special order plants if you go in and just ask. They just need to know that you want them. They don't know it.
Folks, I'm going to tell you, you may pay another dollar per plant, but you're getting $50 worth of advice when you get that plant. That's the reason that you go to the independent retail garden centers. Tell us about Dallas Blooms. What's ahead in the next 6 or 7 weeks for Dallas Blooms?
Dallas Blooms, one of the largest bulb distilleries outside of Hall. It goes on until like April 6th. We have our big, massive peacocks and our Birds in Paradise playhouses for the kids. Last week was a really great week. A lot of daffodils coming out, a lot of hyacinths showing themselves, starting to smell them all over the garden. But we'll see what tomorrow morning does.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting challenge for us all. Dallas Blooms. Folks, you can find all the information on Dallas Blooms, which is a huge event, at DallasArboretum.org. And, in fact, you can find all their educational programs. How many do you have during the course of a week, Tucker? It's 4 or 5 or 6 educational programs some weeks, isn't it?
Yes, definitely, easily that many.
Yeah, there are a lot. And then finally, the Roy Myers Children Adventure Garden. What status there? Are repairs all finished?
It's back. It's all done. It's open. It still needs. You still need to go online and get your ticket online. There's 2 entry times: one in the morning and one in the afternoon. That's to help make the experience in the garden better. So they're controlling exactly how many people go in at once. So go online and check out all that information.
Folks, this is a many tens of millions of dollars children's garden. This is not just a little 10-by-10-foot garden that you go look at. This is pretty significant. All right, how do they find the Dallas Arboretum?
You find us at 8525 Garland Road. We're on the southeast side of White Rock Lake. If you're coming from points north or south, take the Grand Avenue exit. It'll turn into Garland Road. If you're coming from the north, take the Garland Road exit and follow the green signs.
All right. And it's DallasArboretum.org, the website, and the phone number for information anytime is.
It is 214-515-6500.
This is my friend Tucker Reed. Tucker is horticulture manager. That's no small responsibility when you have a 66-acre garden at the Dallas Arboretum. Tucker, thank you. Good luck on getting through tonight.
Thank you.
All right. You bet. All right. And that is sponsored by the good people at Dixon Brothers in Mesquite. Do you have pool equipment with freeze damage? You could even have it after tonight. My goodness. Help is on the way. Put Dixon Brothers on your phone speed dial. The number is 972-288-7537. How many times this winter have we thought winter was behind us? And yet here it comes again. Here it comes again, like waves at the ocean. Well, Dixon Brothers can help you. They can repair the system. They can install a freeze guard to protect you from any more freeze damage. 972-288-7537. Dixon Brothers, friendly people. Everything you could possibly want for anything that touches water. Whether it is a beautiful garden pond and the plants to go in it when that season comes, or whether it is just a not beautiful pump to go down into the pond, or for swimming pool equipment and supplies for anything, a pond de-icer, a pond thermometers, professional pond products. Dixon Brothers, knowledgeable aquatic specialists to assist you with all of your pool, pond, and water garden needs, no matter what be the weather. Now, they're able to handle anything relative to water at Dixon Brothers. 41 years, the Metroplex authority in swimming pools, floating fountains, water gardens, and koi ponds. Again, that number, 972-288-7537. They are at 204 North Galloway in Mesquite, one block north of historic downtown Mesquite on North Galloway. Open 6 days a week. DICKSON. Join me online at neilsperry.com. You'll find podcasts of all of my programs, answers to the 1001 most frequently asked questions, and a special offer on my new book. That's at neilsperry.com. Now, back to the program. All right. Thank you very much. And we go right back to our phone lines to Richard in Duncanville. Richard, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning.
How may I help?
We've got about 800 square feet of Asian jasmine that we've been trying to get rid of in our backyard. We tried putting last September 2,4-D on it. Didn't seem to have any effect. And it said you could reapply after 30 days. We tried that. We put a couple hundred square feet of it. We put a black tarp on it for 2 weeks.
I can help you much more easily, Richard. I can really help you a lot more easily. I've taken some beds out, your 2,4-D problem was you put it on way too late. It should have been put on in April or May when it was really soft. And secondly, you know that bright green growth in the spring, how soft that is? That's the time to treat with 2,4-D, not after it becomes leathery. But the easier way, by far, and I'm promising you, if I had to go out today and take, well, next good day, and take out a bed of Asian jasmine, there is absolutely only one way I would do it. I would do it with a hoe. Let me explain. It does not root along the stem, so stems get quite long, but it doesn't root in. And so all you have to do is start hoeing and pulling, and it rolls up like a big piece of sod. Well, maybe I'm wrong then, but I've taken several beds out, and it's worked beautifully. You do it when the ground is dry, and you do it with a very sharp hoe. You sharpen the hoe with a good file. And you just scrape it along the top of the ground, and when you come into a plant, you chop those stems off. And what's going to go in here ultimately? What are you going to put in?
Well, various things. Like I said, it's about 800 square feet. We had it planted on the very edge of the yard in along the driveway,
right?
And it went under the fence, and it's gone like 40, 50 feet apart, and it's attached to the ground somehow underneath there because it's going.
Well, I'm sure it roots in some.
It's been there 25 years.
Understand, but what I was wondering is what's going in next, because if you're going to rototill the area, all you have to do is get that.
It's got trees there, so we can't rototill.
You could. Well, okay.
It's heavy clay. We've got.
Okay. All right. Well,
digging it out with a shovel. We hit the cedar roots. We hit the pear roots. We hit everything.
And I can't imagine shoveling it. I've never gone more than a quarter of an inch deep when I've done what I described. I started to give you my answer. I'll try to work with your answer. You could use 2,4-D on it in May or June and get rid of it, and that will work. I'd put a drop or two of a liquid detergent with the spray. This is not how I would do it, but I'm trying to work within the terms because I'm feeling pushback on my idea, and I don't want to do that to you. So that would be the alternative. I'd use a pump sprayer, a drop of liquid dishwashing detergent per gallon, and only 2,4-D product. You're going to have to get a straight 2,4-D product. You mentioned the tree roots, and I can't recommend that you put any of the combination products beneath trees.
Right.
But that's not the way I do it, but that's within the terms that you are given to me.
We tried taking out the little strip along the driveway we did to put.
I heard all that you've tried, I'm not changing how I've done it because I know it's worked, and I'm not suggesting tilling deeply that would do any harm to trees. Mine was all under trees. And but that's where we are. Richard, good luck with it. I hope that helped, and I think the timing was the big issue for you. Let me go to Larry near Athens, who's been waiting a long time. We'll take this break just a little bit lately. Larry, this is Neil. Good morning.
Morning.
How can I help you?
Well, I have a night blooming cirrus. I've had it for over 8 years now. About the third year, had a beautiful flower on it. Came up, opened up about 1 o'clock in the morning, and since then, nothing.
Where do you have it growing?
On my back patio,
right,
which in the wintertime is converted to a greenhouse. I put plastic sheeting up.
All right. I have grown night blooming cereus for many, many years. I don't have any currently, but I've grown them for 10 or 20 years at a time. And so I did a little research during the newscast on my laptop to make sure of what I was about to say, because I know that a lot of the plants that are very closely related to it are such, and yes, it is too. It's photoperiodic. It will bloom when it is given long, dark nights. It's not going to bloom if there's light on it during the time. It's measuring the length of the dark period. And so if there's any ambient light coming out of the house, or if you turn on a porch light, or if there's a street light, a heavy, bright street light, I don't know that it's terribly sensitive. That's the only thing I can think of if the plant's healthy and growing well. Now, they bloom when they have these long, flat stem pads that come out. And if it's not growing, it probably won't bloom. But
They're 5-6 feet long.
Oh, they get bigger than that. that's why I don't have one currently. I kept getting slapped in the face when I went in my greenhouse. I had it in a large pot, and it just became so heavy. They're amazing. There are some dwarf types. There are many, many types of the night blooming cereus.
Well, how would I propagate this?
It's propagated by those stem pads, stem sections you would take. And in fact, you have to be kind of careful in doing it, because if you cut one of those sections, folks, what it looks like is a prickly pear pad that has been stretched like taffy one direction and flattened. They're very flat, and they're about an inch, inch and a half wide, and a quarter inch thick maybe. Larry, if you took one of those sections and cut it into two-inch little wafers, you could stick the wafer into potting soil, kind of a really well-draining potting soil, 50-50 peat moss and perlite would work, and it would root. You could lay it on top of the potting soil, and it would root. If you stick it into the ground, you have to be very, very careful which end was down, because it has to be put in the correct direction, and it's going to look the same on both ends. If you picture what I'm talking about,
right.
You've got to put the root end of that stem section into the soil, and it'll root, or just lay it on top of the ground. Same thing we do with Christmas cactus. That's the close relative. So I think that'll help you, I hope.
So it isn't a one-time bloomer then?
Oh, no. It's photoperiodic. It has to have the dark periods. And mine have always, I'm trying to think, I haven't had one for about 10 years. It always, I think it will always bloom for you in the summer. And right. So, you know, that's not a time when we have long night periods, but that's what you're going to need to do, is just make sure it doesn't get light at night.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Much.
Ryan in Oak Plant. I'll bet that's Oak Point, Lee. I'll bet that's Oak Point, Texas. I'll let you check with him. But anyway, we'll be our next call up on the other side of this break, and we have a line open for you right now. Imagine that. At 800-288-WBAP. Call right now. 800-288-9227. Folks, here's the phone number to my magazine office. Don't delay. You're going to have to pay a lot more if you want my book. This is your chance to save on it. It's 800-752-GROW. 800-752-4769 until 11 o'clock today. I have finished my part of the book, other than going through. I'm printing all of the pages, all 344 pages. I will do a very careful scan through to make sure that page numbers are all the stuff that I don't want to have to proofread. Make sure that all the captions go with the right photos and that the photos are exactly the ones I want. Any typos, I think we've caught any of those. There were some that we got changed. There's just so much in this book. 344 pages, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Now, before I go any farther, I tell you, we're sending it to the printer. It will go on the presses 2 weeks from tomorrow. It's being printed in San Antonio, right here in Texas. That's where I was born. It's where my book will be born. And I'm self-publishing, so I get to make these decisions. I get to put any photos in it I want. They're all but three are mine. And two of those are photos taken of the three of us who put the book together, and of me with my wife and grandchildren. So, I mean, this is a book I've always wanted to publish. But it's not going to be in stores. It's not going to be on Amazon. It is available through my office, through my website. And the reason I'm doing that is not to make it difficult for you to get it at all. In fact, it's easy to get it if you call or if you go on my website. But the reason is, it's just not much fun dealing with distributors and publishers who are not honest about royalties. A lot of authors are doing that. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. First book of this sort I've done in 23 years. If you go into a retail store and you see a book with my name on it, that's the 23-year-old one. The way to get the new one is to call before 11 today. It's only $24.95 for a 344-page book in full color, 840 photographs. That's a significant book, and even though we added 100 pages to it, hence the three-week delay in printing, I did not change the price. This is the lowest price I will ever offer. It's going up significantly as soon as we get it out in the press. So call immediately if you want to save. It's $24.95. If you take my magazine at the same time, you get it at half price. So you get the book and the magazine at $36.90, Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, in our 28th year. That's new or renewal subscription satisfaction guaranteed. 1-800-752-GROW. On my website is neilsperry.com. 1-800-752-4769. Call before 11.
Change of seasons is always a blessing, except for your foundation. Hi, this is Neil Sperry for Advanced Foundation Repair. Spring rains can make the soil expand sometimes with enough force to do serious damage to foundations. And then it gets dry and the foundation goes the other direction. It's always moving. The patented Advanced ProLift Repair System is guaranteed for the lifetime of the house. Season to season, owner to owner. Estimates are free, so give them a call. 214-333-0003. Advanced Foundation Repair.
Had the chance this week to take my new sales representative, Paula Galdo, to Sunburst Shutters. I knew that she would enjoy that, and boy, she spoke the language. She talked to Collins Jones about the styles and the rails and all the other stuff, and I just stood back and smiled. This factory is incredible, and the showroom is as well. Nicest people. Sunburst Shutters, all of which would be wonderful, but if the shutters weren't any good, then it would all be for naught. But these shutters are fabulous, just fabulous, made of polywood. It's a man-made product. You cannot tell from 18 inches away that this is not the finest wood shutter you ever have had in your home. They're in off-white or white. Oh, I love that crisp white look, but the ivory color is beautiful as well. And they were, Collins was showing us how they are extruding some of the, for arches, how they do that, and how all this polywood, every part of it, polywood doesn't warp or crack or split or peel. You need to see Sunburst Shutters before you make a window treatment decision. I know that you'll love what they offer. That's Sunburst Shutters. They can give you the address if you want to go to their showroom, 214-343-2601. Better, though, is to let them come to your home, measure the window, show you what they will do, and every window gets its own bundle. I think it was 41 different measurements go into the making of a window. Each window gets its own production sheet. I saw all of that this week. It's amazing. 214-343-2601, sunburstshutters.com.
Mark your calendars for Saturday, March 15th for Shades of Green's Open House. Join them for this free informative event beginning at 10 a.m. with presentation topics covering rose rosetta disease, urban nature and wildlife, planting container gardens, and the best perennials for Texas. Shades of Green is the place to visit and trust for top quality plants from cool season annual color to their always outstanding selection of trees. For more information, go to shadesofgreeninc.com. That's shadesofgreeninc.com. Shades of Green, for the right plant, right place.
All right, and they are. Let me tell you about Encore Electric Service Delivery. You saw what happens when we plant trees too near power lines. You saw that in December when we had all of the power outages because tree limbs broke and came down into the power lines. You and I need to be responsible when we plant trees that we know before we grow. When you're buying trees this spring, ask how tall, how wide does this grow? If you're out there working on some of the remaining broken branches, be really careful. The first thing you should think about when you go outside is to look up and say, is there a power line over there where I'm headed to do any pruning or maintenance work on my tree? And if the answer is yes, then maybe you need to call this number for your own security. It's a toll-free number to Encore. It's 888-313-6862. 888-313-6862. That can help you determine what needs to be done in order to complete your project safely. Now, if you see power lines that are making contact with tree branches, and especially if there's smoke or a fire, anything like that, you call 911. And if you're digging and want to locate underground utilities, call 811 at least two business days before. For more information, go to Encore.com, O-N-C-O-R.com. And we are back to Ryan in Oak Point. Ryan, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir. How can I help you?
A new house to me in Oak Point, Texas, sandy loam soil. Backyard, the lot is two-thirds of an acre. The backyard is chain-link fenced around, but I put in a swimming pool and would like some privacy and some silence for the neighbors. I got grandkids and all. And I'm getting old, so I want something that grows kind of fast, and I'd like something with color in the winter all the way around. I talked to several different nurseries. Of course, each nursery was telling me something that they have. Nobody said the same plant. So I'm a little conflicted. I did like the Chinese holly Burfordy.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'd like something that gets like 10, 12, 15 foot tall. But the main thing is it's got color and it grows fast. Any suggestions?
Yeah, Burford doesn't grow fast. Nelly R. Stevens grows quickly, and that is my choice as a screening shrub, Ryan. But I want to offer a comment, and that is that if you're thinking about enclosing a backyard on two or three sides with a given plant, I think you're going to end up shrinking the available space in your backyard, but in the process also walling it off. It's just going to look like a box out there. You could accomplish the same thing by running some kind, and I can't do a design here on the air, but let me draw a mind picture for you. Let's just say that you took a horseshoe of ground, and I'm talking about the outside the horseshoe, not inside. Inside your lawn, that's your backyard, and that horseshoe you laid down in the square or the rectangle that is your backyard, and from the horseshoe to the fence, the chain link fence, that's your landscape area. And for 2/3 of an acre, that probably ought to be 8 to 15 feet deep. And you used a variety of shrubs. You had some Nelly R. Stevens holly is fabulous, and that would be my go-to plant. It gets 15 feet tall, 8 or 9 feet wide. They are glorious right now in the middle of the winter, when everything is so drab. They look fabulous. That's what I've used at my home. So that becomes maybe the corner anchors. And then you have some other plants like Yaupon holly, or maybe you have in a corner where you don't have to have the privacy, maybe you have a crepe myrtle. It gives you beautiful color in the summer, but it's going to be bare in the winter, so you have to know that. You use little jam magnolia for its evergreen privacy, or teddy bear magnolia. You have a lot of things in there in an organized fashion, so you have a room, not just a box with walls. That's what I'm trying to suggest. But Nelly R. Stevens holly is great. I like some of the junipers. If you have an area where you only need to have something 5 or 6 feet tall, sea green juniper is wonderful. So different things. But I'd say use 3 to 7 plant types and use them in big, long sweeps and groups. And you'll be a lot happier, I think, with the result.
All right, well, thank you very much.
It gets you started. The hollies will do you well, especially Nelly R. Thank you very much. All right, I'm going to get us into the newscast now. Tom, Mark, Marianne, and Ed, I can get you in my next section, I think, without any problem. Thank you for calling, and we'll get right to you. Let me tell you about North Haven Gardens right now. I was at North Haven Gardens yesterday for our home landscape school consultations, and I had about 3 hours to spend there and to browse around. They're just beautiful. Right now, I'll be very candid. They are moving things into protection because of tonight. They have more than 200 rose varieties available, everything you need to enjoy a beautiful rose garden, and they will have them this week as the weather abates a bit. They also have strawberries, and they have grapes and blackberries and bare root fruit, easy to plant. Start small, grow big. They have what you want. They have tomato transplants once this weather breaks. Important to beat the heat. And if you want to try tomatoes in pots, they will have exactly what you need. They have transplants of broccoli, spinach, bok choy, kale. They have tons and tons of vegetable transplants, beautiful vegetable transplants, and they'll all be fine because they're going to protect all of them. Now, next week, Saturday, Sunday, March 8, 9, North Haven Gardens conducts free pop-up class at 11 on terrific tomatoes. Get tips on soil amendments, planting strategies, and fertilization. They have pop-up classes all the time. NHG.com is the website. This is a Heritage Garden Center of America. They deserve some kind of big plaque that says something like that. They have been there since 1951. What a glorious garden center. 7700 North Haven Road between Hillcrest and Central, open 7 days a week. 214-363-5316, NHG.com, North Haven Gardens.
Because you don't have time to waste, you'll get the first news, first weather, and first traffic every hour, every day. News Talk 820 AM. WBAP.
Everybody's favorite bookstore and a great place to go today, Half Price Books. You know what? We took our granddaughter, Audrey. I told Audrey she was going to be a part of my ad today. We took her out for dinner on Wednesday night for her 10th birthday, and we said, and it was her birthday, her actual birthday, and we said, where would you like to go? She said, a bookstore. And we said, well, there's Half Price. That's where I want to go. And that's where she went, to the McKinney Half Price Books, and we had a wonderful wonderful time. She enjoys reading to some special needs kids in her school, and she just loves to read. And so we went to Half Price Books, everybody's favorite bookstore, for finding all kinds of treasures at great prices. Newly released bestsellers, now available in all Half Price Books locations. When you sign up for the Half Price Book email list, you'll be an insider. Half Price Books will let you know about extra savings, special events, and book signings happening right near you. Sign up at HPB.com or in your favorite Half Price Book store. Don't forget to bring your new or gently used kids' books to donate to the Half Pint Library program. Half Price Books will match your donation and give the books to nonprofits and teachers in need. Sign up for the Half Price Books email list at HPB.com. Visit one of their 19 Dallas-Fort Worth locations this week. Founded more than 40 years ago, right here in Dallas-Fort Worth. HPB.com, Half Price Books. Time now to check in with the WBAP 24/7 newsroom. Once again, I'm a little late, Eric. Sorry about that. Eric Bushman.
Well, we're good, Neil. Here we got the Secretary of State talking about the international standoff in Ukraine. We also have WBAP Chief Meteorologist Brad Barton standing by to talk about the winter weather advisory. But first, we're going to check the ClassicChevrolet.com 24-hour right now traffic watch. In Collin County, seeing some slow down on the George Bush Turnpike. That's between Beltline and the Mainline Toll Plaza. Now, I'm not sure if these have to do with the weather, but I do want to report some accidents that are coming in, all kind of around the same area. An accident reported eastbound I-30 at Ferguson, a wreck northbound I-35E at Beckley Avenue in Oak Cliff, westbound I-30 at Carroll, there's a reported wreck, and then another wreck reported southbound I-45 at Lamar. There's construction to report eastbound LBJ Freeway from I-35E to Midway, traffic down to one lane. Eastbound Highway 114 at Northwest Highway, construction has your right two lanes blocked. And in Tarrant County, westbound Loop 820 at Holiday Lane, construction has that entry blocked. And in Grapevine, eastbound Highway 114 at South Lake, construction has the two right lanes blocked. And as promised, here's WBAP Chief Meteorologist Brad Barton with the latest on the winter weather advisory. Brad?
Yeah, Eric, it's not looking good. We have a new band of precipitation that has moved up from the Benbrook area into northern Tarrant County now. And it's kind of north. It's not far from the Weather Service. North Loop 820 Beach. Stand by just a second. Okay, National Weather Service just reports they are getting freezing rain right there at the weather office, which is North Loop 820 and Beach right in that area. Also have similar reports of some light freezing rain at Grapevine. Temperatures. All right, that's what we got to check here. We've got 30 at DFW, 30 at Dallas Love. Fort Worth Meacham, 28. Alliance is down to 26. Winds are out of the north at 15 to 25 miles per hour. It's 29 as far south as Arlington, which is south of I-20. Grand Prairie Airport is 30. Denton is 26. McKinney, 29. Rockwall is 30. Mixed precip now also reported at Terrell and Waxahachie. There's not much to inhibit the growth of precipitation across the area. By far, the heaviest stuff that we've seen on radar is in the Panhandle and also up in Kansas and Oklahoma. But there's no reason to think that it will not increase a little bit in intensity and coverage throughout the day here. That's why we're under a winter weather advisory from now through 9 o'clock. I think the probably our worst time is going to be from noon through six, but that's just kind of an educated guess. Winter weather advisory means periods of light freezing rain and sleet, less than a half an inch, but maybe more than a quarter inch. That'll be enough to cause problems on the bridges and overpasses. And a reminder, temperatures are not going to come up today. It's overcast. We have more cold air coming in off the Midwestern snow cover, so don't expect temperatures to go up. If anything, they go down a degree or two every 3 or 4 hours. Temperatures steady to falling through the mid-20s this afternoon, then bitter cold overnight. Actual temperatures 15 to 20. Wind chills single digits tomorrow morning. We're most concerned about the light freezing rain and freezing drizzle and sleet that will be slowly accumulating on bridges and overpasses, at least in Tarrant County, over the next couple of hours and could be region-wide over the next several hours. Live from the WBAP Weather Center, meteorologist Brad Barton.
Thank you, Brad. Secretary of State John Kerry calling Russia's military incursion into Ukraine an incredible act of aggression. He says President Vladimir Putin has made a stunning, willful choice to invade another country. Speaking on a series of Sunday morning interview shows, Mr. Kerry raised the possibility of boycotting the June meeting in the group of eight leading industrialized countries in Sochi, Russia, the same place where the Winter Olympics just concluded. He's also discussing visa bans, asset freezes, and trade and investment penalties. And the developer behind a privately funded $10 billion $1 billion plan to bring high-speed rail to Texas chooses Dallas over DFW Airport.
Texas Central Railway hopes to offer a 90-minute trip to Houston starting in just 7 years.
We're moving forward with something that is customer-friendly, easy to get to, a tremendous customer experience once you get on the train.
President Robert Eccles says downtown Dallas offered the largest potential ridership.
Why aren't you coming to the airport? Why aren't you coming all the way to Fort Worth? We're going where the bank will take us.
TxDOT is studying the possibility of a publicly funded line to Fort Worth. That could cost another $4 billion. In Fort Worth, Alan Skaya, 24/7 News.
Again, temperatures falling to the mid-20s over the next several hours. Winter weather advisory in effect until 9 o'clock tonight. From the WBAP 24/7 Newsroom, I'm Eric Bushman.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you, Brad, very much. Advanced Foundation Repair. Boy, I'll tell you what, the weather is crazy in Texas. The temperatures, the rain, everything. As we go from a hard winter into much hope for rainy spring, change of seasons is always a blessing, except for your foundation. It has to kind of float along like a raft on this river, and sometimes it runs aground, and sometimes it's bobbing along in floods. When soil goes from dry to wet, it expands, and given the right conditions, that expansion has enough force to do serious damage to your foundation. You can see it in the spidery cracks in your walls and the doors that stick and windows that don't work right. You know what the symptoms are. What you need to know is that March is a great time to call Advanced Foundation Repair. Call them, let them come perform their miracles. The miracle begins with a very thorough home inspection at no cost. They will do the inspection, and if you do not have foundation problems, it happens very often. I've had a lot of people contact me in the almost 20 years I've done ads for Advanced Foundation saying thanks for the referral. They told me I don't have foundation problems. I feel so much better. They told me here's what you do to keep the foundation watered, etc. If you do have foundation problems, they'll show you exactly what they are. And then if you wish to use their services, there's no obligation. The home inspection's free. But if you wish to use their services, I'm here to tell you they do it right the first time, and they do it more affordably than any other company I've seen. I've used their services twice, and I've had so many people tell me that their bid was lower than the others. They guarantee their work for the lifetime of the house. They have 6 patents. They're pro-lift repair systems. They're the best. That is Advanced Foundation Repair. 214-333-0003. And when I said I've used them twice, that's for 2 different buildings, my magazine office and my home. They didn't have to come back. 214-333-0003. FoundationRepairs.com. Advanced Foundation Repair.
Hear it as it happens. The news and talk of Texas. News Talk, 820 AM. WBAP.
Are you tired of ants invading the inside of your home? Are you seeing them outside your home, crawling up your walls, all over the patio and patio furniture? Do you have big black ants? Could be carpenter ants. They love to chew on your wood patio set, the wood swing sets, or your wooden shed, not to mention the damage they can be doing to your home. Well, the answer to that problem is Bonide's Revenge Ant Control Products. Revenge, a full line of indoor, outdoor, liquid, and granular ant baits and bait stations. The worker ants take the bait back to the colony, and the entire colony, including the queen, is eliminated. Revenge also has a full line of fast-acting ant control granules and dust, along with the baits. So make sure you get Revenge Ant Control Products and get rid of those ants once and for all. Don't settle for any other brand when you want Revenge. Bonide's Revenge products are available at Lawnland in Denton, Lawnland, Foster Ace Hardware in Arlington, Nicholson Hardy in Dallas, or visit Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you. B-O-N-I-D-E, Bonide Revenge Ant Killer Baits.
Between now and 10, if you'd like to order my new book, call 1-800-752-GROW. However, if you have a plant question, call me here at the radio station, 800-288-WBAP. Now back to the program.
All right, thank you. Let's go to Tom in Lantana. Tom, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hello, Neil. Last year, my front lawn, which is Bermuda grass, mostly died just because it wasn't getting as much sun that it should. Mm-hmm. So I want to take that out and put in St. Augustine this year. I want to hire it out, but I want some soil prep since my soil is so clay-like and hard. But what kind of soil prep should I be asking of the landscaper?
I don't think you need to. I think you get the Bermuda out of the way. You have them rototill with a rear tine tiller to pulverize the soil, and you plant the St. Augustine. St. Augustine can grow in clay soil very, very well. They may say, oh, we need to put compost in. Well, compost decays, and it's gone after a couple of years, and so you're back to the clay soil. If they say we want to put a sandy loam topsoil in there, well, that's nice, but it will separate from the clay, and you'll have sandy loam on top, you'll have the clay in the bottom. It's like mixing in a bath. I always use the comparison. You take a bathtub, you fill it with basketballs, then you put marbles in, then you stir it all up, and what do you have? You got the basketballs on top. And that's what happens with the sandy loam soil. It stays on top. It's better just to use the soil you have. Tom, I want to offer you one challenge, and I'm not saying that your St. Augustine will not do well for you. I'm trying to save you frustration and a ton of money. You need to make sure that you do have, in all the areas where you want to plant the St. Augustine, enough light for the St. Augustine. Because Bermuda hangs on down to about 5 or 6 hours of sunlight, and when you start planting new sod of St. Augustine that is therefore cut and suffers some transplant shock, you have to have 6 hours of sunlight for it to do well, and it's possible that you may have too much shade for new St. Augustine to get a good start. And I won't say that that's the case, but I just see so many people, and I was in that boat years ago, where I thought, boy, that's great. The St. Augustine will take right over. A cheaper way for you to try it before you buy it, to some degree, would be to buy some sod and plug it into the Bermuda area. You don't have to rototill and start over. You can plant St. Augustine into a Bermuda lawn, and it will crowd out the Bermuda. And if you get it over there in those areas where the Bermuda is thin and the St. Augustine doesn't do too well, then you'll have saved yourself a lot of money. It's just a thought. As friend to friend, I wanted to at least introduce that thought, because I don't want you to then wonder, well, why didn't St. Augustine do well? It's not any better than the Bermuda did in those areas. St. Augustine is a full sun grass, and it's just a little more shade tolerant than Bermuda. So anyway, okay. I hope that helps.
Quick question. The plugs, do you have to till that or anything, or just plug them
right? No, what I did in my yard, I did my whole yard over, and I just got tired of the allergies with the Bermuda. And what I did was I bought a nursery spade, a flat nursery spade. It looks like a sharpshooter that's been ground off square on the bottom and has been run over by a steamroller. It's just it looks like a sheet of paper. And it's okay. A 7-inch blade, and I could cut sod into squares 7x7. That way I would take the same shovel and make a four-sided cut in the Bermuda and lay the shovel almost flat on the ground and push when I had knees that worked against it in moist soil and pop out that little plug of soil with the Bermuda and put the St. Augustine plug right in. It's just transplanting. It's just, and that way it's exactly the same depth. It just worked perfectly. I loved it. And it covered, I checkerboarded my lawn 18 inches apart. I checkerboarded my lawn by working one day in May. And by probably 1st of August, it was solid St. Augustine.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Mark in Dallas, let me take your call, and then we'll take our last break. How can I help you?
Question about fertilization and soil temperature, and if you get a test done, it tells you got a certain amount of organic matter. Does that affect your fertilizer recommendation?
I guess if you're going to get that precise, it might a little bit. I don't think that soil science has to be that precise unless you're doing some kind of plant physiology research in a laboratory. That's why I'm very content with somebody using 15-5-10 or let me choose a better example, 24-0-0 or 21-0-0 slow release, or 18-0-0 slow release nitrogen. I'm fine. It's just you need to use more of the lower analysis, but I don't get that precise on the thing.
All right. Well, does your 24-0-0, is that product dependent upon, bacteria breaking down that material?
Not so much if you have an inorganic fertilizer, like a 24-0-0, and there are those brands out there, are very high nitrogen or all nitrogen fertilizer that is water soluble. It's going to break down over a period of time because there's a time release element built into it, time release aspect of the fertilizer. It's encapsulated. So water and temperature will break that and let it become available. If you have used an organic fertilizer, yes, microbes have to work on it. That's why they are so much slower to become available. And they're certainly not going to have a 2400 organic fertilizer. You're going to have a much lower analysis, probably in single digits total. And and you're going to also be getting some of all three elements. If you I am not an organic person who says that's the only good way to fertilize, because I know from soil science class that when nutrients go into a plant, they go in water solution. They have to break down to elemental form, and they go in water solution. Plant does not discern the difference between organic and inorganic.
Like ammonium sulfate, is it broken down by bacteria?
No. Well, I don't know whether bacteria work. It's so instantly available. It's I'm not recommending that as your fertilizer. That's 2100, but there is also a 2100 that is 70% slow release nitrogen in the market. I helped locate some the other day for a scout troop that was in utter crisis. And that's a different deal. This is a lot more than I can get into here. It's not that I don't know it. It's not my strongest subject. I'm not trying to say I know all the facts, but I don't know how I can help you. I would go for a high nitrogen or all nitrogen fertilizer, depending on what the soil test shows, and put it on three or four times during the growing season for any plant that you're trying to grow, and I think you'll be fine. If you prefer to go organic, I'm not going to try to talk you out of it. You just need to be patient and let it build up in the soil.
No, I'm not really trying to go organic. I'm just trying to, if you kind of blend the two, if you have a real high organic matter soil, do you adjust your nitrogen, to that?
No, sir, I don't, because the plants are going to be using it. The organic matter is important for other things. It's important for the nutrient retention, but it's also important for the organic matter is different from organic, is different from the microorganisms breaking down the fertilizer or whatever they're doing. This is not my science. I'm in the wrong element now to help you. But no, I do not adjust. I don't think you need to adjust a lot. That will help in moisture retention. It'll help in percolation rate of the soil, other things.
Yeah, I just, leaching of materials. I don't want to leach any.
It will, if you're in a sandy soil, it will slow the leaching effect of the soil. Most of us are not in sands, and so we don't have to worry about the organic matter slowing the leach, like the man with the sandy soil from Lantana earlier in the program. Most of us use the organic matter to help improve the quality of the soil. Mark, I got to run. I'm way behind, and I do want to get to Marianne and Ed and Helen if I can. Let me quickly give you a version of my magazine ad and my book ad. Folks, I'm having to call a halt on the pre-print offer on my book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, will be released the first week of April. It will be on the presses 2 weeks from tomorrow. We're 3 weeks late in getting the book to the press, and the reason for that is the book is 100 pages longer than we thought it was going to be. That's a flat out, I'm not charging you one extra dime. You wait 3 weeks, you get 100 pages more, 344 pages, more than 800 of my photographs. We've held to that special pre-order price of $24.95. That's the lowest price that I will ever offer, and that price will not be offered after we go to press with this book. So you need to call today before 11. If I have to turn in a paper count, a page count, not a page count, but how many books I'm buying and all of that. So if you want this lowest offer, call before 11. We have extra people at our office. They are there until 11, even though I go off the air at 10. I'm self-publishing this book. It will not be in stores. It will not be on Amazon. It will cover every aspect of gardening in the Lone Star State. It is not a redo of the Complete Guide to Texas Gardening at all. You need to see it. If you don't agree, it's a wonderful investment. I will buy it back from you at full price. A better deal, my magazine subscription, new or renewal. At the same time you buy the book, you get the magazine at half price. Total price of that, $36.90. Book alone, $24.95, $7 postage on the book. Not in stores. You must call before 11 today, and I know you're going to like it. Please call. You can also order at neilsperry.com anytime today, NEILSPERRY. Phone number, 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769.
Since 1983, the experts at WhizQ Stone have become a leader across the Metroplex, turning landscape dreams into reality. With 22 acres of beautiful natural stones such as flagstone, decorative cobblestone, boulders, river rock, and gravel, the skilled professionals at WizQ Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. Visit their outside showroom of extensive displays which will inspire and help you to create and design your personal outdoor paradise. With many different water features and sitting areas, they have used every element in hardscapes and plantings to show the beauty of all these products and how they can be used in your home. Visit the experts at WizQ at their display gardens located at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. For more information, visit their website at whiz-q.com or call 817-429-0822. WizQ Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, helping to build the lifestyle of your dreams.
Hi, I'm Lynn Sperry, a member of the McKinney ISD Board of Trustees. Substance abuse can hit any family. It's a disease that knows no boundaries. Serenity High in McKinney offers hope. It offers a chance at completing high school in a sober environment. We think it's the only public recovery high school in America. It's a small and nurturing school. It's self-paced and each program is tailored to the specific student. Serenity High in McKinney is for students who have completed drug and alcohol treatment and who have been advised not to go back to their old schools. Serenity High in McKinney is a part of the McKinney School District, but it's open to students from all partnering districts. For more information, go to serenityhigh.org or call Principal Julie at 469-302-7830. That's Serenity High in McKinney.
One day at a
Covington Nursery and Landscape. New shipments arriving every week, so they have all the fresh plants you want right there in one convenient location. Visit their 18-acre nursery. It's a beautiful garden center at 5518 President George Bush Highway in Rowlett, just north of State Highway 66. Covington Nursery and Landscape. An amazing array of Japanese maples, redbuds, crepe myrtles, other ornamental trees, including many Texas natives. Covington's also has the largest assortment of shrubs in the Metroplex. All sizes, all shapes, all colors. More than 2,000 roses, including Earthkind roses. Get out to Covington's this week. They're at 5518 President George Bush Highway in Rowlett. Their phone number is 972-475-5888. CovingtonNursery.com. Covington's in Rowlett. They are absolutely fabulous. Folks, I'm against the news. I am so sorry to those who called. We're late. Until next week, happy gardening.